I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the show.
Do you know what today is?
Tuesday.
Well, back to work.
You're always working.
Always working.
What's your secret?
What's the secret of your success?
One word.
One word.
Working.
No, it's two.
Always working.
Wow, really?
Oh, that.
Scientists have determined that the secret is to drink lots of coffee.
Yeah, I can see that.
You ready to start?
Let's start the show.
Anybody already on the coffee this morning?
Right here.
Yes.
You're already on it. Did you bring it from home? Or
I brought mine from home because the coffee here is garbage.
I am trying to save money, so I'm drinking the garbage coffee with my own creamer.
From somebody yesterday who said she doesn't care. She'll pay $5.
I will. But I'm trying to work on that right now, okay? I need the coffee, but I don't need to spend the money.
But you know you've got a problem with that. You're spending too much money on that coffee.
No, not really. I'm just trying to budget where the other money's going out. So.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I don't have a problem.
We've got plans in the making, so we're working on some stuff.
The first step is denial.
The first step is getting out of debt. Good morning.
You're right. It is, isn't it? The problem is you'll never be able to do that.
Never.
You know, little by little.
The government, they got it stacked against you. And, of course, the National Retail Federation.
That's right.
And the taxes on my taxes on my taxes.
Raining. Still going to rain all day today.
We never spoke a word, but
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:09. Raining this morning. Going to rain most of the day today. And tonight. And tomorrow.
Good napping days. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, you know, every day we hear something new about the coronavirus. Oh, it could kill 50 million people. Oh, they're running out of masks. Oh, they're, you know. Well, I checked yesterday. And so far there's been, 20,000 illnesses, 809 deaths or thereabouts in China. And more than 200 have been documented outside of mainland China. But I checked to see what the flu does.
Yeah.
The regular flu. In the United States alone, the flu has already caused an estimated 19 million illnesses, 180,000 hospitalizations, and 10,000 deaths this flu season alone.
Exactly.
How about that? Interesting.
See?
They love a good scare story.
They do. And I did read this morning that the two separate things about the viruses, the flu virus can live outside the body for about 24 hours. The coronavirus, they just found out, can live outside the body for 9 days. On surfaces, in hair.
Did y'all know that Lysol and Clorox disinfecting wipes either help prevent it or completely wipe the bacteria from it away? Each one is different, but they'll tell you what it does.
True.
Says it on the can.
Yep.
Check it and see. So I thought that was interesting, all the hollering and the scare about the coronavirus and it's killing more people with flu.
I wasn't trying to feel nothing.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:22. It's raining in the Triad. That's going to continue for the next day or so. You know, celebrities are just like us. They're ordinary people doing ordinary everyday things. Like before the Oscars, they prepared by doing things like getting laser facials, bee sting facials, baby Botox, algae wraps, lip plumping, vitamin drips, and facial yoga.
Yuck.
Sounds exhausting.
Celebrities like vitamin drips because they can speed up weight loss. Facial yoga makes people's faces appear more relaxed. An algae wrap can shed an inch of cellulite in an hour. Bee sting facials make the skin feel soft and renewed, while laser facials make the skin glow and appear flawless.
Wait, this is the dumbest stuff I've ever heard.
An inch of cellulite in an hour?
Yeah.
Can they wrap that around my stomach?
right before going on stage, to make their appearance, many of them were backstage getting rejuvenated by taking a special apple stem cell anti-aging facial. The process uses stem cells from the rare from a rare apple in Switzerland. The skin is peeled with a mix of the cells, grapes, and lactic acid before an apple mask is baked on with an LED light.
Okay, I know you've heard of an apple mask, but have you heard of an apple turnover?
The process takes about an hour and a half and costs $3,000.
Dale, this is ridiculous. It's
just telling you, celebrities are just like us.
No.
So while you sit there and get your Swiss apple face peel, I'll finish with the rest of the odds and ends. Hey, you know that there's a list of celebrities who have the most arrests? Martin Sheen is the number one. He's been arrested 66 times.
I believe it.
Three more and he'll be there.
All for protesting.
Shut up.
Possession?
Protesting.
Protesting.
Yeah, he's been involved in a number of different
protests. Good for him. Yeah. Stand up for what he believes in.
If you're looking for something to do for Valentine's Day, there's still a $68,000 Valentine's Day package available. Caterer Magazine says that Gaucho Dubai Argentinian Steakhouse is offering a $68,000 package. The Diamond Dining Package includes a chauffeur-driven ride to the restaurant and a Bentley, a 7-course meal, rare vintage wine, 300 red roses, champagne, engraved steak knives, a 1.5-carat diamond engagement ring from Tiffany & Company, and matching his and hers Rolex watches.
Or, if you're a baller on a budget, there's the Brazilian Steakhouse in downtown Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
The more you know.
And if you live in Greensboro, there's one in Greensboro, too, so you don't even have to drive.
No. Yeah.
Apple's testing a new iPhone feature called the Car Key. It allows iPhone users to unlock their car with their phone. What could go wrong there?
Absolutely nothing.
Just go ahead and do it. And Coca-Cola is going to release cherry vanilla Coke in bottles and cans.
Ooh.
In just a couple of days.
Sounds like a stomach ache.
I want you to picture, first of all, that sounds great to me, but picture that in a glass, completely chilled. You pop the top and the neck freezes up.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like opening up that bottle and...
Yeah, that'll do it for me.
That neck frosts up. That's awesome. 626 now. Cam's Burning House on The Wolf.
I had a dream about a burning house.
Oh, oh, oh. Knocking boots.
Wake up with The Wolf Show, 636 now. Are you out there sneaking around on your significant other?
No.
I don't think I am.
At all.
With a fudge sundae or a chicken sandwich.
Well, a lot of
people.
That way.
A lot of people are doing it, I guess. There's a big study done. Yahoo did the study and said that 71% of people are cheating on what they eat behind the back of their significant other. They secretly make unhealthy food choices behind their partner's back, and 55% have hidden food from their partner somewhere in the house. You get their little secret food stash in there.
Guilty.
Somewhere. But as, you know, and I think guys are much like more likely to do this. And I see it all the time when I'm out. You see guys out, you know, at lunch or whatever, and they're at a barbecue joint or a burger joint, hammering down a double cheeseburger or a big barbecue sandwich or whatever they're doing, or a big old piece of fried chicken, when you know their wife's going, you don't eat that stuff. We don't make it at home. I'm not going to make it.
Save
the
money.
We're not going to eat it. We're not going to eat that because it's bad for you. That's really the reason.
That's Danny. He'll take his salad to lunch with him and his other stuff with him, and then I'll talk to him at lunchtime. I'm like, what you doing? Oh, eating Subway. I'm like, okay, so, well,
I got in trouble the other day because I got home, and Kelsey, whenever I know she's up to something, she goes, what'd you have for lunch?
Yep.
And I said, and I started laughing, and I admitted to it beforehand. Come to find out, she saw Annie's picture of country barbecue posted on the Wolf's page, and she thought it was mine and accused me of eating country barbecue.
I'm so sorry.
And then I was like, wait, that wasn't me. But then I already admitted that I did eat there too.
I was going to say, but yeah, I can't take all the blame for you on that one.
Yeah.
You brought me my food.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, usually when a woman asks her husband a question, she already knows the answer. She's just going to see if you're going to lie about it.
It's like the IRS. They know how much you made.
Already know the answer to that question.
You're not getting $36,000 back?
Uh-uh, no.
Oh, okay.
Tell the truth. Well, it hurts to say.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 652. That makes it good news story time.
So it's a horrifying story today about a 10-year-old little boy from England. His name is Michael, and he wanted Jason from Friday the 13th to pick him up from school.
Oh.
Yeah, so his daddy pulled some strings, got up with a friend or someone he knew that was a makeup artist, did like the gory stuff and all that kind of stuff. Anyways, he showed up around the corner to surprise him from school. So
half looking around the corner with the mask on.
Michael's walking away from school, and boom, there he was to pick him up. He was so excited. He screamed, jumped for joy. Dad's feeling like man of the year here. There's a cute little video circulating of him taking, and that's the best part about it. There's other pictures, but the video is the best. He's just so happy walking hand in hand with Jason, and that's, I guess, his favorite horror character. He's a big, big horror movie guy, and he took him on a tour of his whole house, too, when they got home, and he also gave him a Friday the 13th t-shirt, so shout out to the daddy who made his little boy's dreams come true.
How old was this kid?
10. He turned 10.
10.
And it's funny, because his name's Michael, and he's a big fan of Jason.
Good.
You like that?
All right. Can a 10-year-old watch those movies?
If they want to. Friday the 13th ain't that bad.
She wants to get married. She wants to.
There's a possibility he may open with that on Thursday night. A lot of times, an artist with a song that's new but already on the chart will open with that new one, especially if it's up tempo. So, had a good shot at Fired Up by Brantley Gilbert being the first song.
Yeah, that right.
We're going to be there and all day tomorrow. Tickets every hour to see Brantley Gilbert. Believe that? Every hour. Starting the morning show.
Can we do that? Hotel.
We can do it.
Okay.
We don't even need a reason.
Nope.
Coming up tomorrow, all day long, tickets every hour to see Brantley Gilbert Thursday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. 7:15, time to play. Here we go.
Gail knows everything.
Happy Tuesday. It is National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. And in honor of that, today's category for Dale Knows Everything is figurative language. Dale, don't be afraid. I am going to give you a multiple choice question.
Only the second time in the history of this game have I gotten multiple choice. This is it. All right.
I'm going to make it a little easy on you. But so how we play is we'll take caller 20-336-680-WOLF. I'm going to ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or he'll make it up. And it's up to you to decide if he's telling the truth or if he is a big old pile of turds over there. So anybody want to call now, 336-680-WOLF, taking caller 20.
Good luck.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf show next.
Headed to the race.
Everything.
93.1 The Wolf, who's this?
It's Johnny.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm the 20th caller.
You are the 20th caller, my friend. You want to play Dale Knows Everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you got to pay close attention. We're doing a toughie today. It's a figurative language is the category. I'm going to ask him a question, and he gets actually a couple multiple choice answers to choose from today, and then you're going to decide whether he knows everything or if he's lying, all right?
All right.
All right, Dale, you ready to do this thing?
I'm ready.
Okay. The saying, there's no use in crying over spilt milk, is a form of which type of figurative language? Is it a simile, a metaphor, or an idiom?
It's a smiley. I'm going with a simile.
Okay. Scotty, does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
Dale's wrong.
You are right, because Dale is wrong. It's an idiom, and that's a phrase that has a special meaning different from the actual meaning of the words. So saying there's no use in crying over spilt milk means don't spend your time worrying about things of the past that cannot be changed.
There you go.
Dale, you idiom.
I know.
Whoa, I
I'm
like
such
that.
An idiom.
You're going to the Boat and Fish Expo. It's at the end of February, okay?
Okay.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
93.1.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, Chase. ordinary everyday noises that get on your nerves. Now, you start digging into this, and there's a lot. And if you start thinking about it, there's probably more than you think for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of people hate to hear somebody like blow their nose or in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a big one.
I know a lot of people, too, and you might need to turn the music down for this one. When people go...
smacking their food or snapping their gum, you know, where they pop their gum when they chew.
Yeah.
How about you? You guys? Annie, for your first, go. Don't have anything?
All of the above? I don't know. Some things make me cringe. Sometimes they don't, and I can't really think of anything that you haven't named yet.
I have two things. Nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
That does it. And this, Dale, I want you to read that for me.
Oh, I know what it is. Do it all up in the microphone real slow.
Okay. Hi, I'm Dale.
Yep, that'll do it.
Oh, I thought it was moist.
Oh, moist. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's words that a lot of people don't like.
I wonder how people are cringing right now. Moist.
I don't, you know, of course, there are multiple uses for that word, but, you know, who doesn't like a nice moist slice of homemade cake,
moist.
You know? Some of the things that are on the list of a bunch of people surveyed, Reddit did the survey. The sound a leather chair makes when you move around on it.
like a mini fart?
Yeah. You know, the movie theater chairs do that when you move them.
Those are the worst.
When you recline them, they'll go... yeah. Styrofoam rubbing across another piece of styrofoam.
My mom growing up, we'd be coming back from dinner or something and... in the back, and she'd be like, move the styrofoam!
The default ringtone on your phone. Smoke alarms. An old pencil eraser that's so worn down it squeaks when you use it. A dog licking itself. A balloon being rubbed. That sound that the balloon makes?
Yeah. I love that.
Utensils scraping on a plate.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hearing your dog or cat throwing up.
Or anybody throwing up. Not me, but people hate that.
And other people's mouth noises is number one in the survey. Loud chewing, popping your gum, eating with your mouth open sort of a deal.
I finally figured out what makes me cringe.
What's that?
I set the most annoying alarm on my phone to go off. And when it does,
that's the worst.
Why do you have that on? You don't even hear it. And I'm like, because it drives me nuts.
So you don't want to get up and turn it off.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst one. I can't use that one. I tried it, but it made me angry.
I have a friend who, when he eats food, he rolls it in his mouth with his mouth open. He kind of...
I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
Moist.
Moist. See, when you put it in the terms of moist pound cake and cake...
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Moist. That doesn't bother me. How about
you? I'm just doing it to make people cringe.
680 Wolf or post it up. Ordinary noises that make you crazy.
Do you love the rain? Does it make it dance when you're...
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 802 now, and... I changed stories.
Oh, no.
Because I like this one better.
All right.
And we have been here several times.
Okay.
But if you need a hint, just ask. Off we go to the land of law and order. Woman gave cops a fake name of someone else who also had a warrant.
Well, that's got to be Florida.
I want to.
Seems like it.
Oh, South Carolina.
Nope. Texas, folks.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
First of all, if you're going to lie to the cops about who you are, at least pretend to be somebody who's on a little better legal footing than you are. All right? She's 28 years old. Her name is Sharika Strawn, and she was pulled over in Wichita Falls, Texas last month for not using a turn signal.
Mm-hmm.
All right? See, this is how you get tripped up. You do something stupid like that, and then you get pulled over, and then they find other stuff. So they pull her over. And Sharika had an outstanding warrant. She didn't want them to find that out. She did not have her driver's license with her, which is another problem.
Mm-hmm.
She gave them a fake name and said she was Porchala Strawn.
Uh-oh.
Well, they ran Porchala Strawn's name, and when they did, turns out Porchala also had a warrant out for her.
All right.
So on the drive to jail, Sharika admitted who she really was. So they get to the station. They get everything straightened out on that. She gets out. Then before she can get to her car, they go out in the restaurant on her old warrant, plus some new charges for giving them false information.
Hey, that's
it. What you get.
You're out the door.
That's right, baby.
Public property.
What a the final slap in the face, you know? Talk about a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
Just should have stayed home, man.
She should have.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Sorry. Oh, is that me? It's time for me?
It's all you, baby.
Okay, well, five things you need to know for today. Hot tamale flavored Peeps are on store shelves. First of all, you're going to have those people who say, A, I love Peeps. And the people who go, they are the most disgusting thing in the entire world.
Me.
Same. I like to blow them up in the microwave.
I don't like Peeps, man.
They get real big. And then when it stops, they shrink back down.
Just don't like them. I never did like them.
They're disgusting.
I know somebody who likes to save them for about 2-3 years, lets them get hard, and then eats them.
What a weirdo. Who is that, you?
No.
Oh.
No, I've heard people do that. They like them when they're stale.
Yeah.
They're better like that, they think.
My mother-in-law loves them things. Ugh.
Well, that's worth a try, hot tamale-flavored Peeps, if you like them. Nike is selling heartbroken sneakers for Valentine's Day. So in case you're single... Single Awareness Day. You can get the new Air Force One sneakers that have a black and white sole and a red heartbroken swoosh on the side. They're selling for a small charge of $110.
I wear nothing red. Those would not come in handy.
You wear nothing red?
Really?
You don't have anything red at home?
The only red I really own is like our Wolf shirts with the red flag. And
okay.
Red is not a good color on everyone. Red is one of those colors that only certain people seem to be able to wear effectively.
You know who can pull off any color? Me.
Gross. Yeah. Next.
I can pull off any color.
Nope. Okay.
What's almost 100 years old?
Male.
Close. What's 100 years old and is about to sell for $1 million?
Well, that would never be me.
Al Capone's bulletproof car. The car is green and black with chrome bumpers. It's equipped with 3,000 pounds of armored plated piercing, or plated proof, you know what.
Yeah, bulletproof.
Got it. It's a Cadillac, by the way, and it can also hold a machine gun, just in case you're wondering. And the good news is, low miles.
Oh, is it low miles?
1,111 miles is all that's on the odometer.
There say hello to my little friend.
Man, that would be a great item for a collector, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Jeez.
Only $1 million. What a steal.
Only.
All right.
Today are two very interesting national days. It's National Make a Friend Day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out about, make a friend. And two, for Dale, it's National Satisfied Staying Single Day.
That is my day, isn't it?
You're satisfied with it, aren't you?
I am satisfied. I am satisfied.
And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. The phrase, over the top, comes from World War I, when soldiers had to go over the top of a trench to face death.
It's so sad, because now it's using like a dramatic...
Like, why are you being over the top?
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh. Oh. I guess it's dramatic in that sense, too, though.
Well, yeah, it's
facing
very dramatic.
Death. Yeah. Oof.
Not only is this show entertaining, it's educational as well.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Things You Need to Know.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. This morning, Chase was telling a story about someone who works at a grocery store who had one of these unbelievable customer service issues.
Mm-hmm. You want me to go ahead and explain what it is? Okay, well, if you work in customer service, we want to hear your stories at 680-WOLF. Somebody said, I had somebody return a fully cooked, consumed rotisserie chicken. They said it was dry, so they wanted their money back, and they brought back the bones and the receipt.
Oh, you can't do that.
So if you work in, you work with the public, work in a grocery store,
first
of
all,
department store.
God bless you.
Yeah. A restaurant, these weird, unusual, unreasonable customer demands.
There's also one, and I'll add this in, they work at a cinema. said a guy bought an ice cream 25 minutes before the movie, then demanded a replacement because it melted before the movie started.
Oh, my goodness.
But he had eaten the majority of it. Yes. Yeah,
that's perfect. Me with the popcorn.
All right. It's hard to resist that popcorn because it smells so good when you go in, but I refuse to pay for it. I won't do it.
Buttery.
Will not do it. I'm sorry. I will not pay that
popcorn
price.
Popcorn salt on it? Mm.
I know. It's delicious. You're right. I cannot deny that it is one of the tastiest little munchies ever, but I just won't pay for that.
You just got to get your boyfriend, Dale. They'll pay for it. That's what I've always done.
Wait, no, what?
I'm not doing it. And neither, and I wouldn't expect them to either. It's outrageous. How about you? Work with the public. Outrageous customer demands. Post it up for 680 Wolf. We want to hear your horror story.
Get off of work and we meet down at our spot.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 843 this weekend. Love them, leave them weekend. Valentine's Day's on Friday. Hope you got your plans made. Hope you got your reservations made.
I know. I can't believe I'm cheating on Kelsey, as we talked about earlier. With food, people. With food.
Yeah, we're not cheating. We cheat with food, and everybody doesn't. And I think guys are much more likely to do it. They're out, they're on the road. They're doing their job during the day. They sneak out and get them a double cheeseburger. They
It's just $1.50.
You sneak out for a barbecue sandwich, and your wife doesn't want you to eat that stuff. We're cutting back. We're going to be good. We're going to eat healthy.
The problem with the barbecue sandwich and the barbecue tray is when I sit down, I go, I'm just going to get the regular. And then they're like, what size do you like? I'll get the large.
Yeah.
It just comes out.
Yeah, I'm sorry, large. Yep.
Exactly. All right, so Valentine's Day coming up on Friday. Get this Love and Leave weekend coming up. You can request your song now and go ahead and get that taken care of because we're going to do it all weekend long this weekend.
And if you request it now by going to 931wolfcountry.com, you automatically are entered to win tickets to see Brantley Gilbert this Thursday night in Greensboro.
Pow!
So as you can see, we're closing in on that now. It's already Tuesday. So you need to do that today or tomorrow.
And that's it.
That's it. You're out of luck because the Brantley show is Thursday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. If you've already won tickets to that show, congratulations. We'll see you there.
More of the Wake Up.
Valentine's Day is coming, and everybody's looking for love.
In all the wrong places.
Yeah. Well, here's what's happening to this guy. This guy's serious. He's going to pay you $25,000 to find him a girlfriend. And on top of that, he'll make a $25,000 donation to an animal shelter or other animal charity as well.
Ooh, I love it.
So what's the catch?
Well, he's 47 years old. His name's Jeff Gebhardt, and he lives near Kansas City, Kansas. Not Kansas City, Missouri. Don't send me a letter because I'm like, Trump and don't know where it is.
Poor him.
I make the mistake. There's a Kansas City, Kansas, and there's Kansas City, Missouri. This is in Kansas City, Kansas. And he's offering $25,000 to anybody who finds him a girlfriend. He put up a website called DateJeffG.com. Has a video and some info about him. He's a successful entrepreneur, good shape. Been into a lot of long-term relationships, but he's never been engaged or married. Hmm. And again, he's 47.
Is he bald?
No, he has hair.
Okay.
So is that important to you?
A lot of women, I think it's important to. Good teeth and hair.
All right. So if you suggest a potential girlfriend to him and it works out, he'll send you $25,000. And again, he's going to also make a donation of $25,000 to an animal shelter or other animal charity.
If it works out, does that mean if they continue to go out or if he feels like it's the one? Are you finding him the one or a girlfriend?
When I see him say it works out, I'm saying it goes all the way.
Okay, so I can hire an actress. They can follow this all the way through. I get the $20,000 and then we can pull out of the deal and say, all right, your commitment
is contingent until they are locked and wed.
Well, they can divorce.
By the way, you cannot nominate yourself to try to pocket the money. Women who nominate themselves are not eligible to get the $25,000 and the matching charitable
Smart.
Donation.
Smart. Well, he's watching his back.
There goes my wig.
Anyway, you can check it out. DateJeffG.com and see if you're interested in Jeff or if you know someone who's interested in Jeff.
And it has to be a woman?
He is interested in a woman. Yes.
All right, well, Chase, that leaves you off, though.
Hey, it's worth a try, am I right? Money talks.
But again, you have to be the person who nominates them. You can't do it.
We say goodbye, see you around. Hell with
the closure, save it for another time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.